Thank you, Damian, and good evening, everyone. The California State University Chancellor's Office announced today that Governor Jerry Brown's upcoming budget will include more than $125 million in restored funding for the CSU system. The overall increase in funding for the system will bring the total to just over $2.2 billion after several years of steep cuts. Cuts that led to tuition increases, freezes in accepting new students, and layoffs throughout the system. The money will allow the California State University system to expand registration and accept more applications from first-time and transfer students, a trend that has seen Humboldt State receive the highest number of applications in school history. The passage of Proposition 30 is the reason behind the funding restoration, a proposition the governor authored and then guided through passage in November. And Governor Brown's focus on education does not stop at the college level. The governor has also included in his budget proposal more than $2 billion in additional funding for K-12 education. The governor has proposed more funding for rural and urban school districts, turning the responsibility for adult education over to the State Community College Administration, and more money for districts with higher percentages of low-income students and English learners. The governor's bill will also protect earmarks that fund school transportation, nutrition, and special education, but removes many earmarks to allow local districts to tailor the budget to local needs. Fortuna Police, along with county probation personnel, conducted a probation search at the residence of a convicted felon in Fortuna yesterday. Officers contacted 32-year-old Christopher Mell at his Ronerville Road residence, and a search turned up a rifle, a handgun, later determined to have been stolen from an Arcata residence during a burglary, drug use paraphernalia, as well as morphine. Mell, who was on active state parole as well as county probation, was arrested and booked on several charges, including a parole violation, possession of a firearm by a felon, and possession of stolen property. And a reminder that the sheriff's office is looking for two men suspected of taking part in a burglary in Fortuna in late December. The thieves stole upwards of $10,000 worth of items, including computers, small electronics, and jewelry. Two suspects were seen entering the Bear River gas station where they used the victim's stolen debit card to make purchases last week. The two men were seen arriving and leaving in a dark green or black GMC Suburban, and photos taken from surveillance cameras of the two suspects are posted on the sheriff's webpage. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And the County Department of Health and Human Services is asking for volunteers for its point-in-time project aimed at getting the most accurate count of homeless in Humboldt County. The PIT count is conducted every 2 years and tallies the number of people who are homeless on a given night. Volunteers are needed in conducting the count and will receive training and work alongside experienced county staff, homeless advocates, and representatives from local agencies. For more information, please contact the County Department of Health. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In the wake of the school shooting in Sandy Hook, Connecticut in December, the conversation has taken many directions, from gun control talk to mental health care in our society, to school safety and how to best prepare for a similar incident. Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpum spoke to the issue and pointed to the 1999 Columbine shooting as a turning point in how police departments deal with that situation.
We've gone to what we call active shooter, and we're training on this all the time. And we don't train just a SWAT team. It's everybody gets the training. And now our direction is, if we were to have a shooting at the school now, the first two officers on the scene go in and try to stop it right then, not wait for the experts with the high-powered rifles and machine guns. Turn the attention of the suspect onto the officers.
Chief Harpum also commented on a change in tactics and how his department personnel now train for such an occurrence.
We go out and do simulations like that. Get a building, put somebody in with a weapon, and we send people in after them. And, you know, it's kind of funny because we've reverted back to the way we used to do it, 50 years ago.
There have been 31 school shooting incidents involving multiple casualties since the Columbine incident in 99. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.